Congregation is invited to rise for the prayers of the church. The format for our prayer will follow the Lord's Prayer. Also, in our prayers this morning, we are going to uplift George Abel. His name's not on the list, but we're going to uplift him as he had surgery on Friday to remove his gallbladder. The Abels, Nicholas and Jan, are here. Great to see them. And we'll uplift George for his recovery in the days ahead. And then also, of course, we'll also uplift the Bond family as they gather this week for Joel's memorial service here at Peace. I didn't announce that at the beginning of worship, but I'm going to do that now. Joel's service will be here at Peace Saturday, April 13th at 11 a.m. Let us bow our heads for prayer. Friends in Christ, I urge you all to joyfully lift up your hearts to God and pray with me as Christ our Lord has taught us and freely promised to hear us. God, our Father in heaven, look with mercy on us, your needy children on earth, and grant us grace that your holy name be hallowed by us and all the world through the pure and true teaching of your word and the fervent love shown forth in our lives. Graciously turn from us all false doctrine and evil living, whereby your precious name is blasphemed and profaned. Lord, in your mercy, grant that your kingdom come to us and expand. Bring all transgressors and those who are blinded and bound in the devil's kingdom to come to know you by faith and find their righteousness in Jesus, your Son, that the number of Christians be increased. Lord, in your mercy, strengthen us by your Spirit according to your will, both in life and in death, in the midst of both good and evil things, that our own wills be crucified daily and sacrificed to your good and gracious will. Into your merciful hands we commend all those in our congregation with physical needs. Especially this day we pray for George, recovering from surgery, for Anna with some health challenges, for Kai and Bev, Wyatt and Charlie, Haley, Gail, Paul, Forrest, Rebecca, Kylie, Jim, Alicia and Miles, Gary, Ryan, Sandy, Rick, Cassidy, Ron, Monty, JD, Carla, Janine, Art and Sandy, Brenda, Mal, Andrew, Rick, Kiera, Carlos, Kathy, Dennis, Peggy, Pete, and Dan. We also pray for all those who are in need, praying for them at all times. Thy will be done. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer and grant us your joy.
Grant us our daily bread, preserve us from greed and selfish cares, and help us trust in you to provide for all our needs, rejoicing always in your fatherly care. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer and grant us your joy.
Forgive us our sins as we also forgive those who sin against us, so that our hearts be at peace and rejoice in a good conscience before you, and that no sin may ever frighten or alarm us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer and grant us your joy.
Lead us not into temptation, O Lord, but help us by your Spirit to subdue our flesh, to turn from the world and its ways, and to overcome the devil as he seeks to rob us of our joy and confidence in Jesus. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
And lastly, O Heavenly Father, deliver us from all evil of both body and soul, now and forever. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer and grant us your joy.
We joyfully trust, O Lord, in your great mercy to hear and answer us through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." And in the same way also, after the supper, Jesus took the cup. And when he had blessed it, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you for the complete forgiveness of all of your sins. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." And today, having said the Lord's Prayer throughout the prayer of the church, we will not do that today. One note about our distribution time, however, that I wanted to share with the congregation After each table has been served, the pastor will simply say, depart in peace to each table, and that is your invitation to go back to your seat. At the end of the distribution, when everyone has been served, that's when I'll share a final blessing. God's peace be with you as you receive his gifts and remember this great sacrifice of Jesus. Congregation may be seated.